Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, mistrial for the second time. Former Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera pleaded guilty to hate crime charges stemming from his alleged slamming of a handcuffed black man's head into a door jam in 2016, but a jury deadlocked on the same charges back in 2019 as could not come to a verdict today. But Nucera was previously convicted of lying to the FBI in the case. Only in the event the FDA needs more data, as it requested, with regard to side effects for 5 to 11-year-olds, would current clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine in children from 6 months to 4 years old be expanded. Dr. Sananda Gore of Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School says she thinks this is unlikely because the Pfizer dose that's being tried out right now is so small.
It's 3 micrograms, which it was 10 for the 5 to 11 and 30 for the older age groups and adults.
Parents who might want to volunteer their children can fill out a form available at nj1015.com. Rutgers will be notifying those selected by December 13th. They paused their trial once they met their allotment of participants, but are now trying to boost nationwide numbers, which have not yet met the FDA's overall target. We are now into December, and a little later this month, a two-story flagship store for the revived Toys R Us brand is slated to open at the American Dream Mall of the Meadowlands. It's a 20,000-square-foot space said to be designed for kids of all ages. We have the details at nj1015.com. With another $262 million Tuesday, New Jersey has now allocated nearly $3 billion of its federal American Rescue Plan funds on a variety of projects and programs. Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says in the future, some must go to fix computer problems at the MVC and unemployment.
And that this money be dedicated in the future to one-time correction of the infrastructure problems that we've experienced over the last 2 years.
The state still must allocate $3.3 billion from its federal COVID recovery funds and $765 million from a state surplus fund set up to take on projects without incurring debt. Now the new-look home design business report. Facebook says it removed hundreds of fake accounts linked to an effort to spread unfounded claims that the U.S. was pressuring scientists to blame the coronavirus on China. The platform says the disinformation operation began in July when someone claiming to be a Swiss biologist posted the claim, which was quickly reposted by hundreds of accounts, later determined to be fake. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 462 points. New Look Home Design makes getting a new roof easy. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Our warm-up accompanied by clouds and rain. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Every holiday season, New Jersey 101.5 collects teddy bears for the New Jersey PBA. We call them Feel Better Bears, and you can help NJ Police make kids feel better during emergencies with a teddy bear to hug. To find your closest bear drop-off location or buy a bear online, visit our app or nj1015.com. Thanks to our sponsors, All American Auto Group, Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage, and Trinity Rehab. This holiday, give a child in need a Feel Better Bear. And thanks from all of us at New Jersey 101.5.
5 New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Well, it's that time of season again in East Brunswick. They have set up the Winter Wonder Lights Festival nightly starting at 5:30 p.m. running till 10 at the Middlesex County Fairgrounds. That's on Cranberry Road in East Brunswick. So you can expect delays in the area, Cranberry Road, between Helmetta Boulevard and Fern Road. Also in South Brunswick, it's been rough on Route 130. That's volume heading up past Stultz Road approaching Fresh Ponds Road. And you're still shut down on Dean's Lane in South Brunswick, a closure because of a tractor trailer that struck an overpass out by Black Horse Lane. Parkway traffic still pretty heavy up to Bloomfield. There's a crash being cleared after 151. You've got brake lights both ways at exit 140 in Union. And southbound at 2 coming down from Colonia back into the Woodbridge area. Looks like we're a little bit slow out of Brick down to Tom's River 2. Not a major backup, though. Turnpike spurs pretty tough back to the car and truck lanes. 287 has been busy between Piscataway and Edison. And northbound at heavy right off Route 24. Heading back up in towards Parsippany. For the Hudson, about 10 to 15 minutes across the board, Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. My goodness, the 295 scene this afternoon has been cray-cray with south 295 with three accidents right now in a row. Southbound around exit 40, the left shoulder is blocked off. Then we have one by exit 36 in Mount Laurel, and the right shoulder also blocked. And then another crash by exit 29. That's the freshest one. And two right lanes are blocked off. So what does this mean for you right now? We still have some delays that are pretty massive, substantially coming into the area just by exit 34 down to exit 26. And New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating system and water heater and give you a no-breakdown guarantee throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or book online at GuaranteedService.com.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a warm-up on the way. Unfortunately, it's coming with clouds and raindrops. Even more unfortunately, the warmth will only last a single day. Tonight we get wet around a light rain likely sweeping through the state. Low temperatures fall to around 40 degrees. We're going to stay above the freezing mark here. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. Highs 55 to 60. There is a chance of an additional rain shower clipping northern New Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. On Friday, we flip right back to cold and blustery weather, mostly sunny. Highs back down to around 45 to 50, and that's about where we'll stay through this weekend. Dry and pretty chilly. Highs only in the 40s for the most part for both Saturday and Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Hope, it's 38. Trenton, 43. Pleasantville, 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.